anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, Convince, the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today on the show, we have former UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, Yuri Prochazka. How are you, Yuri?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yuri, congratulations on your fight with Khalil Roundtree Jr. After this knockout, do you feel like you deserve a title shot, or do you believe that you might need to fight a contender like Carlos Olberg?
No, like I said, right after fight, I said I want to go right for title, and that's my stand. I'm not changing my attitudes. When what I'm saying, I'm meaning that directly and seriously.
Let me know why you almost looked emotional that Alex Pereira won. Was it more the fact that you now have the opportunity to avenge the loss? Were you happy for him? What was going through your mind during that moment?
Yeah, like I said that many, many times, that it was the that moment gave me the think about our possible next fight, our third fight. And that's something what's for me really personal, and that's why I was emotional.
What would your message be to Alex Pereira entering this third bout if you are to fight him? What do you think the message that you need to say to him is?
Well, I said that many times, and it's not I will not change it, because I have the same meaning all the time, and it's that I will find a way, no matter what. I will find a way, believe me or not, I will find a way to win this fight.
What can you do differently? I know, because I was looking into it, that you've been doing a lot of tape study on the first and the second fight. So what do you think is going to be different about the third mentally for yourself, as well as from a skill point of view?
Yeah, every time after fights, I'm making little changes, little upgrades, and this preparation I would not change anything specifically, because I would like to again be targeted for the main mistakes, be targeted for the main strength sides what I have, and before the fight with Hill, I said I need to make a step up. Now after the fight, and I think in the third round, when I felt not in 100%, but it was almost there. So I think that in the next fight, I can be differently, like totally different person. And with these changes, with this attitude, I can go through anyone.
Yuri, do you feel like you have greater possession over your mind? Do you feel like you have better control over your mind now than you did before?
That's what is life about. To go this way and be better day by day. That's all. And of course, sure. And
Yuri, what are your feelings now that you get to be a contender once again? You were the contender the first time, and then you got the belt, and then now you're in the position of being the contender again, facing to get the belt a second time. So what does that do for you? What does that do for you mentally now that you're the contender instead of the champion?
I need to change something inside me to not just to want to be the champion, but to be the champion and stay as a champion. And I believe right now I did a lot of changes in my life, not just in a fighting, but in a personal life, to that attitude that I believe I can get the title and stay as a champion.
You stated that it was your destiny to become the champion again, once more. So how do you know this to be your destiny? How can you say that that is your destiny?
How? Man, ask yourself how you can believe in something, whatever. So it's a question about the belief, about the insight, knowledge, and this is what I know, and this is what I believe for, and this is where I go to.
Yuri, when I ran this show, I stated on one of the episodes that out of anyone that would be able to beat Magomed Ankalaev in the division, I picked you over all the other fighters on purpose because I felt that your style, the chaos that you bring and the relentless pressure, that if there was somebody to break the will of that fighter, it would be you. Now, I'm interested with the fact that now they're saying that he might have had a rib injury for this Alex fight. So I just want your opinion on the performance from the first fight Magomed had with Alex, now the second one that was a completely different result, and you being the aside wherein you could fight Alex now for the third time or fighting Magomed later on as well.
It was a different fight, the first fight than the second fight. Alex was much, much, much better because I think he was fully healthy and he wanted that. And that's, I have this like a little same problem. When I want something, like in a third round, when I wanted to win, I'm just go to through the opponent. That doesn't matter, and I will find a way. And Ankalaev, he was too hyped, I think, in a first fight, really too hyped. And the second fight, I think, he was a little bit hurt or whatever, but it just showed that he is not the same Ankalaev like he was before. But I really don't care about that, about Ankalaev, about Pereira. I'm just focusing myself to be myself, to be the best version of myself. And when you are focused on yourself, you can go to the top, and I really don't care who will be my next opponent. I just want to go for the title, and this is it.
You stated that every opponent that you have is a teacher in some respect that teaches you about yourself as well. So can you explain this to me?
You know, every opponent in my life, like personally for me, teached me something, teached me how to make some little changes in the preparation, how to be prepared for this style of opponent, and how to make it in the best way, you know? And right now, after all these years, I'm watching and I'm taking my opponents as in general, when you have time to think about, to recap, then you just see all the opponents, all your experiences in your life as the teachers. I don't mean like specifically the opponents, but everything. From everything, every experience, you can take some good thing. Just don't be focused for a bad thing. What happened doesn't matter what the result is. Because even if you win, even if you lose, even if whatever, every time there is something what you did really good, what you fucked up, and just the point is to be all your life, every time, right here, right now, be focused for the good things, for something what you did really good, and let it grow.
Yuri, you stated that once you're in there, you are prepared to die. So how do you gain the mental composure to understand that, to keep that internally and still perform?
You can achieve that attitude by many things. It depends on the person, what you like. If you like to go through some challenges, I like to do that, but sometimes I like to just meditate and die by in your mind, just be to go to the beyond, to go to the void where there is no mind, where there is just a pure connection with your breath, with the gut, and with the present moment. Then you can just be who you are naturally and win the whatever is before you.
You speak of the path of the warrior, and you've articulated about using your mind as a weapon. So what are you trying to weaponize in your mind when you're in the cage, when you go to your fights? What is that? How do you use your mind as a weapon?
Man, your mind is unconscious mind is the director of everything. Since you woke up in the morning till the moment you go to die, you go to sleep. Yeah, but it's a small death every night. But because the refresh of the brain, refresh of the, and the main point is to be the question is about the death. What you want to know, really? What you really specifically want to know?
I want to know, what are you trying to do to weaponize your mind? You say the mind is your weapon.
Okay, so then you have to realize what's the reason, what you fight for. And you have to be realize what you are ready to sacrifice to achieve your goals, and what is the attitude, how you go to the fight, of the level of control of you, of yourself. Yeah, then you can go and achieve whatever you want, but first you need to experience it, and that's all. And by the meditation, you can realize what is the true reason of your life, why you're here, and why you want what you want. And this is the, I think in this age, it's the main problem of the young people, that they didn't realize what they want. First, where they are in their life, where are they? Like, to understand where I am, what I achieved, and what I really want, like really want, naturally. Full power, with your full heart, what you really want, and what's the necessary to do for that. And by these three questions, you can go through the life and be the best.
When you meditated on your life and you go deep, and you think about maybe your family or your early life, what comes up about your parents and how your life started? What comes up? What comes to mind?
what you really think, like Like you said, when you think in the meditation is not about the thinking. Meditation is about the living, about the understanding, about being just in the moment, in the present moment. That's all. So what's the question? Like for what is the question? Like for the parents, like to going to the childhood, or what you mean?
My question specifically about your childhood. I know that it was hard because of your father at that point in your life. So tell me, when you think of that, how does that affect you today?
I think every man, every woman, we had some childhood. Somebody have a good childhood, bad childhood, whatever. It just our mind take it some in some point. But the main thing is to start it, to work with that in some age when you realize I have the mind, I have some unconscious mind, and there is some system inside me what operate with these things and can be useful in my life. And then you can enjoy what you're doing day by day, or you can spend all your life in hell and didn't understand why it's happening. So the main point is, and in my life, it was really a big thing, like that my dad died when I was 6, and since I started to realize these things, I already started to work with that. So for me, it was really, really strong moment when I realized all these patterns behind what can happen to somebody, especially like a young man whose father left in a young age, and what's behind that, what patterns is behind this situation or experience.
What advice do you think for everybody listening at home that might have been through the same thing? What advice would you give them from what you've learned in your experiences?
Man, sometimes is good to just be strong and go through the hard times, easy times, and just try to understand why these things is cycling in my life. Why these things happening again and again? Then you can realize the system, how it works, and you can understand how to go out of that system and be free. Freely make a choices and freely be understand the life. Sorry, one more time to that. And sometimes you need some professional, you know, like some coach to work with on that. Sometimes you can read the books and you understand that by yourself, because you go deep to yourself. But the main point is to not just stay on the point, but do something, motion, be in the motion and believe in that.
There are two specific things that I see you do that I'm intrigued with. The first one is the dark room fasting, where you cleanse, and you say you cleanse the demons, right? And then the second one is the ice swimming, which I would consider very dangerous. So let me know, with those two things, what are you hoping to achieve, either for your mind, or what are you trying to do there?
Man, both things is, for me, it is still about to take some challenges to understand myself better and go to the deepest level of myself, of my fear, of the present moment which I feel inside myself and be within. So I, like I said in my last post on Instagram, I changed a little bit this attitude to not go to the dark room, like after every fight for many days. But I took that back and I started to meditate daily, in the morning, in the evening, but take a time for yourself and be within yourself every day. Every day, not just in days when you go to the dark room, but every day, daily routine.
Yuri, I want to get your gauge on the methodology of taking risks. So I want to ask you, in the cage, in the moments when you're fighting another man, how do you approach the risk taking during the fight?
So why I'm doing that, yeah? Or
how do you approach it? Because other people, they try and point fight or they I choose to grapple right now. How do you, if there's a 50-50 where you could go or you could reject and go back, instead I see you push forward. I see you take risks. And because of this, people are not willing to do that. They're either scared or they're unable to do such a thing. But you seem very comfortable taking these risks.
You know, it's every time about what are you used to do, you know, and that's how I works, and I just believe that works. So, and as you can see, it works. So every time, fight by fight, I'm trying to be smarter in that way, to be much like more systematic in that way, but still, it's my nature.
Yuri, what do you think you getting the belt the first time did for the Czech Republic?
Man, it was great. It was one of the best. And like I said, I will bring the belt back.
I've seen so many good finishes from you. You have the best finishes. You have multiple flying knees. You've got spinning elbows. You've got everything. Punches over Özdemir. You've got so many different finishes, different strike variation also. What is your favorite finish from your career?
I don't want to prefer some finish because every time it is about to win the fight. It's not about like about the finish, but it's about the clean win the fight. And like last time, the last time was a little step up because I really understand and realize that this happening and this will work.
Yuri, what would you tell me was the hardest part about dedicating your life to martial arts? And what was the best thing, the most fulfilling part of that going into your life, doing that?
What's the fighting life gave me, eh?
Yes, as well as what was the hardest part about it? What was the sacrifice or what was something that you've seen to be negative from the fighting life?
When you really realized that martial arts is just giving you or making you better because it keeps you in the motion, keeps you disciplined, keeps you humble, and to respect to others, respect the coaches, respect the other fighters. So it gives you just the best to your life. And the hardest things is just up to your mind. It's just up to your mind what you take as something hard. Because I don't think it was hard or it is hard, because in my mind, I want that. I really want that. And when you want something, the hard part of that mission is gone. But many times you have to go through yourself. You have to be really here and now, and to go to that point, you have to be really hard on yourself sometimes. But also, when you realize what's the behind, you will start systematically worked step by step.
Yuri, what are the chances and the possibility of you writing a book about your philosophical approach, the combat, your life, and the lessons, so everybody else can improve their life, self-improvement, self-development? What are the chances of you making your own book to help others?
Right now I'm working on that. I didn't tell that to anyone, but right now I started to work on that like 1 year back. It goes slowly because the trainings, because the lot of things, and you know, I don't want to just write like systematically. It have to come to you, and then you will realize this is the time I can write the whatever it is. Sometimes it is systematic work, because there is a practical work what you can do, what's everybody can be inspired. But many times I just need to be inspired too for that, to just let it ride by itself.
Yuri, for your life, what do you think that you wish to be remembered for? Or does that even cross your mind? Do you wish to be remembered?
Man, I really, I just want to enjoy the life fully. And if my work can help to others, it will be a pleasure, because this is the main point of the life, because we are here together, and it's about the sharing, about the share the knowledge, share the experiences. That's all.
How do you think that you were able to develop a different type of system of training, where I've seen kind of conventional approaches where, even you out in the woods, I always think to myself, where's his grappling partners? You know what I mean?
I understand. Man, many times right now I'm here, I'm in my forest, home in my cottage. And right now I'm here, I'm training here, I'm focusing myself to the main parts to make a next step up. But from here, from the training here, from my morning routines, I'm going right to the gym, and there I'm working with the coaches, with the sparring partners, and taking the back some information, what to improve, how to be better. And since you started to realize what is your next step of understanding, next step of step up, then you realized that is all about you. So that's why I'm spending a lot of time with myself. All these things like breathing technique, meditation, exercises here, and spending time in the nature.
Yuri, mentally for you, how difficult was it to get the injury for the shoulder, and then to repair and rebuild, restructure your training, and then come out of that to now be healthy and moving towards the title?
Yeah. It was bad times, but or bad or good, It was a time, and it gave me the time to realize how to work with my body much better, what is the main points to do in a preparation much better, what not to do, and this is it.
Yuri, what do you think is the attitude of somebody who is a champion?
I don't think. I know that. And attitude to be a champion is to be a champion. But not just in that moment, but all the time.
Will you bring the ponytail back?
Maybe I'll bring the long hair back, and next time you will see me like that. Yeah.
When you had your time in Japan, what do you think were the main key takeaways from the actual quality of opponent from the Japanese Ryzen MMA to the UFC level? How big of a jump was that, or were they comparable?
Ooh. It is not about like the fighters in the Ryzen, but the atmosphere there in the Ryzen is really strong. It's Japan. It's a long history of fighting in Japan, and they really have like really good ceremonies there for the fighters, for everybody. So it's really beautiful, but the level of the fighters, I think UFC is the league of the best, and it is, but because in the end of when I had the last fights in the Rising, they just bring me some fighters from who were in the UFC, and they bring them to the Rising. So, but they have really good skill to find really good talents, really talented guys, really somebody who's really who everybody like to watch. But UFC is the league of the best. Thank you to all the people, to everyone who support me, to my team, to my family, and I have to say that because my team wants that, because we have the brand. Finally, we just released that, and we started to be online in usbjp.store.com, bjpstore.com, and that's all. So thank you, and see you.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Yuri, for your time. Follow Yuri Prohaska on social medias, link in the description. Take a look at his merch. We'll also put that in the link in the description. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Anything Combat Podcast.
Become a combatant.